This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 102 Biography of Derek Van Orden, the Representative from Wisconsin. General Information. Derek Van Orden is a Republican politician representing Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives. He was born on September 15, 1969, in Minnesota, but has deep roots in Wisconsin, where he has lived for most of his adult life. Van Orden's political career began relatively late, but his background in the military and community service has shaped his public persona and legislative priorities. Early life and education. Derek Van Orden was born in Minnesota, but his family moved to Wisconsin when he was young. He grew up in a small town, which instilled in him a strong sense of community and service. Van Orden attended local schools where he was known for his athletic prowess and leadership qualities. After high school, Van Orden joined the United States Navy, which significantly influenced his life path. His military service included multiple deployments, which provided him with a unique perspective on national security and veterans' issues. Following his military career, he pursued further education, earning a degree in business administration from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. Early career. Upon leaving the Navy, Derek Van Orden transitioned into civilian life by engaging in various roles that capitalized on his leadership and organizational skills. He worked in the private sector, focusing on business development and management, which gave him insights into economic issues and job creation. Van Orden's commitment to public service did not wane. He became involved in local politics and community organizations. He served on several boards and commissions, advocating for veterans' rights, education, and economic development in his community. His work in these areas helped him build a reputation as a dedicated public servant. Before entering national politics, Van Orden also ran a small business, which provided him with first-hand experience in the challenges faced by small business owners, influencing his later political stances on economic policy. Election history. Derek Van Orden's entry into national politics was marked by his run for the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020. Although he did not win this election, it was a significant step in his political journey, allowing him to connect with constituents and understand the political landscape of his district. In 2022, Van Orden ran again for the same seat, this time with a more robust campaign strategy. He focused on issues like veterans affairs, economic recovery post-COVID, and rural development, which resonated with the voters of Wisconsin's 3rd District. His campaign was bolstered by his military background and his promise to bring a new perspective to Congress. Van Orden's victory in the 2022 election was narrow but decisive, reflecting a shift in voter sentiment towards candidates with military experience and a focus on grassroots issues. Political stances. Derek Van Orden's political stances are heavily influenced by his military service and his experiences in business and community leadership. He is a staunch advocate for veterans, pushing for better health care, benefits, and support systems for those who have served. On economic issues, Van Orden supports policies that promote small business growth, reduce regulatory burdens, and encourage entrepreneurship. He believes in tax reforms that benefit the middle class and small business owners, arguing that economic prosperity starts at the local level. In terms of national security, Van Orden's military background informs his hawkish views on defense spending and foreign policy. He supports a strong military presence and has been vocal about the need for America to maintain its global leadership role. Regarding education, Van Orden advocates for local control over schools, emphasizing the importance of community involvement in educational policy. He supports initiatives that aim to improve educational outcomes in rural areas, where he believes there is often a lack of resources. On social issues, Van Orden tends to align with conservative values, supporting traditional family structures and expressing concerns over what he perceives as federal overreach into personal freedoms. However, he has also shown a willingness to work across the aisle on issues like infrastructure, where bipartisan support is crucial. Derek Van Orden, the representative for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, has garnered support from a diverse group of constituents for several compelling reasons. His background as a Navy SEAL brings a unique perspective to Congress, emphasizing national security and veterans issues, which resonates deeply with many voters who value military service and the sacrifices made by those in uniform. Van Orden's commitment to rural America is another pillar of his support base. Representing a district that includes significant rural areas, he advocates for policies that support agriculture, small businesses, and infrastructure development in these communities. His efforts to improve broadband access, for instance, directly address the needs of rural constituents who often feel overlooked by broader federal policies. His stance on economic issues also plays a crucial role in his popularity. Van Orden supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that this stimulates economic growth and job creation. This economic philosophy appeals to many in his district who are looking for ways to reduce financial burdens and foster local economic development. Moreover, Van Orden's approach to governance is seen as straightforward and transparent, which is a breath of fresh air for many voters disillusioned by political rhetoric. He often speaks plainly about his intentions and the actions he plans to take, which builds trust among his constituents. His direct communication style, coupled with his military discipline, portrays him as a no-nonsense leader focused on results rather than political gamesmanship. On the issue of education, Van Orden has voiced support for school choice and local control over educational policies, which aligns with many parents and educators in his district who feel that local communities should have more say in how their schools operate. This stance has won him favor among those who believe in the decentralization of educational governance. His engagement with the community is also noteworthy. Van Orden frequently participates in local events, town halls, and community service projects, making him a visible and accessible figure in his district. This hands-on approach to representation ensures that he remains connected to the everyday concerns of his constituents, fostering a sense of community involvement and responsiveness. Lastly, his positions on cultural and social issues resonate with a significant portion of his electorate. Van Orden's conservative views on topics like gun rights, immigration, and law enforcement align with many in his district who prioritize these issues. His advocacy for the Second Amendment, for example, has solidified his support among gun owners and those who view gun rights as fundamental to American freedoms. In summary, Derek Van Orden's support stems from his military background, his focus on rural and economic issues, his transparent governance style, his educational policies, community engagement, and his alignment with the cultural values of his constituents. These factors combine to make him a representative who many in Wisconsin's 3rd District feel truly represents their interests and values.